Adam, what do you say to those who say they are just angry? They have tried peaceful means, and there are some of those we've spoken to who say it is time to make the community, the society, heard and do something about what they see as a big problem.
I understand anger, but what we're seeing isn't anger, it's destruction of a community. The same community they say they care about, they're destroying. You can't have it both ways.
Mayor, what's your next step to bring things under control?
We're working around the clock to bring order. That's why I spent a big portion of the day working to assemble additional resources so we could bring calm to the city. We worked on making sure that we got the executive order right to be able to give people enough time to know that we were putting the curfew in place. We worked with the school system to make sure that there was a daytime curfew in place since the schools were going to be closed. There are a lot of T's to cross and I's to dot to make sure that we get it right.
But in Ferguson, there are some who said having troops on the streets aggravated the situation. Are you worried about that?
We will bring order. It's very clear that I am not interested in exacerbating the situation. My goal is to bring calm. But we will have order and we will have peace because there are too many of us in Baltimore who believe that Baltimore is much better than what you're seeing today.
Do you regret that decision now to allow them to protest so freely, or do you stand by your decision to allow people to express themselves in the way you have done?
Listen, I am going to protect people's right to protest. The fact that people exploited that does not mean that I do not have an obligation to protect people's right to protest. I never said, nor would I ever say, that we are giving people space to destroy our city. So my words should not be twisted